Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Welcome to the A to Z English podcast. My name is Jack, and I'm here with my co-host, Sochil. And today, Sochil, we're going to kind of do a summary of our last week and how the challenge went. Do you want to remind our listeners what the challenge was?
Yeah, our challenge was exercise for 20 minutes a day. Jack, yeah. How did you do with it?
Do you want my honest answer or my prepared fake answer?
Your honest answer. Your honest answer.
It basically is like if you had a chart of the 7 days, day one, you know, started with like 20 minutes of riding a bike, and then day two was like 10 minutes, then day three was like off. Day 4, 5 minutes, and then it just tapered off after that. I would consider it a total fail, a failure. And I feel terrible because I wanted to be invested in our challenge, but I just like couldn't get past my own, I couldn't will myself out of the chair. You know what I mean? Like it's terrible. Well, what about you? Did you follow through? Were you?
I did. I followed through for the week, but I will say it was until Sunday, I guess. And for our listeners, we actually are a couple days behind on recording, so it's Tuesday right now. And this Monday and Tuesday, I definitely haven't kind of kept up with it, but I did actually keep up. Well, I have a little bit, but not intentionally, I would say. But I did do the whole week. So it was kind of easy for me because I have a dog. Sorry, Jack.
No, that's okay. I'm fine. Yeah. Your dog is awesome.
I just said that and I just didn't, you know.
No, your dog rules. It's awesome.
Yeah. Jack lost his dog. So
last October. It does.
I think it makes a big difference. I take, the weather's gotten nice and I always take Duende out. He's kind of a pain if I don't take him out.
Yeah.
And it just makes him so happy.
He's a teenager. So he's like, he's got a lot of energy. He's a ball of energy right now.
He needs his exercise. He's only, he's a very energetic type of dog. So I do take him out. He gets so happy and excited. And on top of that, I also have just been like watching my shows on the TV and then just walking side to side. I don't know how else to explain it. I saw
like an aerobic kind of a workout, right? You just kind of shuffle your feet back and forth, right? In the same place.
Yeah, it's like I was watching Red Note. I was on the Red Note app for our Chinese listeners. As you know, a lot of us Americans became TikTok refugees because you can't download TikTok now. And we went over to the Red Note app. And I was on the Red Note app and I saw this woman talking about how you can lose weight by doing this. And I've just been doing it. And honestly, it's nice because she's right. It's kind of low impact.
Yeah.
And so that can really help if you have like chronic pain. And I noticed some positive effects. I'd say I'm in a good mood. I feel productive and I feel pretty good about it. I usually get like a dip in my energy sometimes, but this week I haven't really had any dips in energy. I feel like I've been pretty productive and yeah, I felt good.
How about your sleep? Because I heard, when I have exercised in the past for like years at a time, and then I fall out of the routine. But sleep is better when you're exercising.
Yeah, I would say that's true usually, but I haven't really, I don't think I've built up enough to the point where I'm tired enough that it like helps, you know?
Yeah, but you're just noticing like maybe some of the, I guess, again, I'm not a scientist, so but my understanding is like endorphins are released, when you exercise, so
Yeah,
they make you feel, increase your mood, make your mood better.
Yeah, I think my mood's been good and I've just been felt, I have felt energetic. You'd think like, you know, after exercising, you'd feel tired, but it, you know, it has been researched that you actually do feel more energetic through exercising. It's just like hard to get yourself in that mental frame. But like I said, the thing that's really helped me is just doing it when I watch shows. So it's
Right.
just, I'm gonna sit on the couch for like half an hour or an hour a day, up to an hour a day anyway, watching TV or something. So I might as well just walk back and forth while I'm doing it, you know?
Yeah, just move your body. Yeah, just it doesn't have to be anything like over the top. You don't need a whole, gym or fitness center just to get some exercise. You can do it at home. I mean, the home
Yeah.
workout during COVID, there were so many YouTube videos. I was doing some home workouts at that time. It didn't really help. I still gained a lot of weight. It's just
I think it's more about how your body feels than weight gain. I would say I've gained a lot of weight in the last year, but I feel better than I did when I used to really kind of skip meals and try to be thinner, I think. And I think it can do more harm than good. I had a lot of digestion issues. My hair was thinner. I was like always kind of like moody or like prone to being kind of like snappy because I, you know, you're kind of starving.
Because
And
I've been doing that. Yeah.
yes, yeah. And my whole body would hurt. And I find that since eating more, like my chronic pain is better. I don't have as many digestion issues. I don't have as much like chronic pain. My hair is like beautiful and healthy now. I get so many compliments on it. Like, so thing, you know, things. It's not necessarily about like being thin or being big. I think it's just about incorporating habits that are healthy. Like, yeah, I should probably cut back on soda. That's gonna be my thing this week. Well, I'll tell you in a minute, but
Oh, okay. As I drink a soda right here,
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Diet soda. I was gonna say, I have to say, like, so if exercise, regular exercise, could give you thick, beautiful hair, I would run a marathon every day. You know what I mean? Like, I'll run 43 kilometers a day or whatever it takes to get my hair back, but
You
I
know,
don't think it's gonna work.
eating well really made my hair like beautiful again, because I just like, yeah, you just, nutrition is important. So, and eating enough of the right kind of foods. But anyway, Jack, well, why don't we add it on to our block of things that we're doing, which is meditation.
Mm-hmm.
What's
what
the
was
other
week two? I forget. Meditation, exercise, and how come I'm blanking on the third one?
I
Oh
am
boy.
too. I am too. I guess it's
Yeah.
forgettable, whatever we did.
Was it
Oh,
yoga?
healthy breakfast. Healthy
Oh, healthy
breakfast.
breakfast. Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
So healthy breakfast, 5 minutes of meditation. And why don't we just start with something really easy, like 5 minutes of exercise?
Okay. Yeah.
Everyone can do 5 minutes of
I
exercise,
can
you
get on the
know?
bike for 5 minutes a day, no problem. Yeah. That
Yeah.
this, you know. Yeah, no matter how much I try to talk myself out of it or whatever, you know, it's just that there's no excuses at that point, you know,
Yeah,
when
you
it's
can
five
do 5 minutes
minutes.
a day. And
Yeah.
I walk Dwenda for more than 5 minutes, so
Oh yeah,
it'll
if 5 minute
be.
walk, he'd be pretty upset about that, I
Yeah,
think.
he would be very mad. So yes. All right. Well, for next week, I have it planned. I think we should cut out added sugars.
Ooh, and that includes artificial sweeteners, right?
Let's include artificial sweeteners.
Yeah. Let's include artificial sweeteners, because that means I that for me it's going to be tough, because I'm going to do it, but I'm cutting out soda. Diet soda is really, I'm such an addict. Like, it's really bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You drink a lot of like sugary coffees too, right?
No, I only milk. That's all I put in it. I don't
Oh,
add
okay.
sugar.
Okay. I thought you did add sugar. Okay. Okay, diet. So you're a big diet soda drinker. You know, that's terrible for you, as I'm sure you already know.
I know. It's like, instead of sugar, I'm just drinking some chemicals that someone in a laboratory created, you know. It can't be good.
No, it can't be good. So yeah, let's cut out added sugars this week. I suspect this is going to be the hardest one we've done for me so far, because I love a sweet treat. I didn't used to have a sweet tooth, and then suddenly it's like something changed. You know, around the time I moved to Korea, I started like drinking soda most days, which is something I never did before. And then now, like after dinner, even if it's just a little piece of chocolate, like even if it's a small amount, it's like I need a little sweet treat, like a little pick me up. I like that little hit of like good feelings it gives you when you have that. It's addicting, you know,
Oh,
it's
it's super
really addicting.
addictive. It's like a drug, you know? Like, but for me, the problem is, you know, a little piece of chocolate, and then I have to go back to my, you know, computer, and all I can think of is that, you know, that chocolate bar is still in there, and there's other pieces that you could eat of it too, you know, and
Well,
so
this
it
is
just
why
tortures me, it haunts me.
I eat those little individual Carlos Quinto. I don't know if you've ever seen the Carlos Quinto. It's a Mexican chocolate bar, but they're these little tiny ones, and each one is only like 80 calories, I think. And they're in little individual bars, so it's easy enough for me to just eat one. It's really satisfying, and I just eat one little 80 calorie bar, and then I just don't feel like eating more, you know?
You have some you've got better willpower than I do, I think. For me, I have to like cut myself off completely, or indulge completely, but there's no middle ground, you know? Like,
Yeah.
there's no such thing as just one for me, you know?
Yeah. See,
Which
no
is
one is done.
it's just my personality, you know? I just have that kind of addictive personality, I think. It's just if I'm going to drink soda, I'm going to drink, you know, three a day, you know, three bottles
Wow,
or
I've
something.
never had more than just one can of soda a day. I mean, I have like on occasion, like at a party or someday, you know what I mean? But my thing is just very much just one can of soda a day.
And my wife is just like, you know, drink water. Just drink water, you know? That's what you need. Your body
Yeah.
wants water. I'm like, I want soda. I want bubbles, you know?
You know, one thing that I do, one thing that helps me is the water being cold. And another thing that helps me is I tell myself, back when I used to like crave more soda, I would tell myself, like, you can have it if you want it, but you just have to drink this glass of water first.
Oh, that's a good way to, then you feel safe, full, right? 'Cause
Yeah. You're. you're just thirsty, and you realize after you tell yourself you can drink, you can have it if you want it, but first you just have to drink this glass of water. You realize you were just thirsty all along, and you don't even want it now that you're done with your glass of water.
Exactly.
And so it just becomes a thing. I just kind of, that's one way that I stopped drinking sodas. Like, I can have it if I want it. And I found out I didn't want it. I was just dehydrated, you know?
Yes. Again, yeah, that's a great hack, you know, like a good tip, I think, for our listeners out there. Any soda addicts like me out there, we need help.
Yeah. They've made a pill now in the US. We'll get to that some other, maybe we'll get to that on our next week. But anyway, listeners, if you are interested about following along on this health journey with us, please do. We really love getting your emails and you guys sharing with us about your experiences. So make sure to email us at atozenglishpodcast@gmail.com. That's atozenglishpodcast@gmail.com. And make sure to leave us a comment down below on this podcast episode at atozenglishpodcast.com. And join us on the WeChat group. We love being able to talk to you guys directly. And we will see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays. Call your plays like a pro with live betting. Or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet. And keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary.
BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text OPENY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreestyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreestyleLibre.us.